When your name comes up an awful lot when I talk politics with friends, and one thing I hear about you over and over again is that people say, I like some of his ideas, but I'm nervous about the total package, because you're a guy who's called for legalizing all drugs, including cocaine and heroin, legalizing prostitution. You want to eliminate about half of the federal agencies, including energy, education, health and human services, the Department of Homeland Security. So how do you convince people that you are not just an interesting fringe candidate?
To not portray it like as you have just done. I want to legalize freedom. What's so bad about that? What's wrong with legalizing choices about your life and your liberty and your religious values? What's wrong with like legalizing the Constitution? I can defend everything I do by the Constitution. So why can you turn that around and say, oh, this everything he's doing is nuts and crazy?
No, I didn't say everything you're doing is nuts. I did not say that. I said some people worry about some pieces of the total package.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but the portraying of this is something weird or unusual, and I think a growing number of people are starting to realize what I'm talking about is pretty sound, it's very American, it produces prosperity and peace, and I'm always bewildered why anybody would reject it. I mean, it is the American system. We shouldn't be the warmongers. We shouldn't be the policemen of the world. We shouldn't be in 130 countries and 900 bases and fighting undeclared wars. And look at what we're doing in Libya, at least now. Look at how many people have joined us in this effort in trying to stop another war in Libya. So I would say we're making great progress, and a lot of people are starting to talk about big spending and deficits. So the direction is certainly in our way.
Let me just ask you a quick question to end on. It's more practical. You are, by my calculation, 75 years old right now. If you are elected president, you'll take the oath of office at 77. That would be the oldest president by a long shot. Is it too old?
Well, obviously, I don't think so, and a lot of young people don't think I'm very old. I think it's the ideas that counts. It's your general health that counts. It's your enthusiasm for liberty. That's what counts. The nominal age is secondary to the age of the individual who knows how to think and who knows how to believe in something. Right now, we have a lot of old people around that has endorsed the status quo, and I am older. I have more time behind me, but I endorse very young ideas because the ideas of liberty are very young. We've only tested them a couple hundred years.
Right.
They have been fantastic. And what I see is us giving this up. And I think this is why people become enthusiastic, and they don't want bits and pieces, because this is a package. Economic liberty and personal liberty are one and the same.
Okay.
And a foreign policy that defends America and not police the world, that's part of the package as well.
Congressman Ron Paul joining us this morning. It's nice to have you with us, sir. Congratulations on your victory in the straw poll.